You're coming off of two games with 100 yards rushing and multiple touchdowns. I'll let you know that's the first time that you've done that, and now you're heading into Monday Night Football. Knowing now how much experience you've had, what do you wish that you knew when you were a rookie? You've obviously picked up a lot of things along the way. What is it that you wish you knew when you were a rookie?
That's a good question, actually.
Thank you.
As a rookie, I feel I was a little intimidated about the NFL. Like everybody's just like superhuman. I mean, I kind of figured it out during that season, but I'm talking about like when I first stepped on the field, it was just like, man, that's Mario Williams and it's Andre Johnson and yada, yada, yada. But like as a rookie, I was really intimidated by the prestige of what the NFL is. And, you know, I played pretty well as a rookie, but I feel like if I would have just known from the jump, like these guys put their pants on one leg at a time, just like I do. And ain't nobody superhuman out here, and you can outwork anybody. I feel like if I'd have known that, maybe I wouldn't have got cut my first year.
Well, last year you said you and Andre Johnson are best friends. He just doesn't know it.
Yeah,
yet.
He don't know it.
He just doesn't know it. Like, at what point did you feel like, wow, me and Andre Johnson are friends? Like, was that a big moment for you?
Nah,
like,
it was huge.
Apparently he still doesn't know it, but
yeah, he don't
when
know
did you
yet.
Realize you were friends?
He doesn't know this either. He didn't talk to me. Probably until like he didn't ever say a word to me until like the seventh game into my rookie season.
Well, he doesn't talk much anyway.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's
was
like,
it you?
You're a rookie. I'm pretty outgoing, but like as a rookie, he was like, "That's Andre."
Yeah,
and like you walking in the locker room and your people are calling you, actually like, "Man, what's Andre like?" And you're like, "Man, I don't really know because I haven't talked to him yet. It's like week four, you know."
Yeah,
but like you should be able to talk to your team. But like that's Dre. He just don't talk a lot, so.
Uh-huh.
I try to get him to open up. He opens up around me now.
Do you try to do that for the rookies? Because you know that they're coming into it. Maybe they're thinking the same thing. Like, oh, this is the NFL. This is a big deal. Do you feel like you consciously make an effort? I always see you talking to your position group. But, I mean, is that something that you're cognizant of?
If they have questions, I feel like for the most part, a lot of lessons are better learned if you walk that walk. And, like, if it's dealing with, like, finances or something, I'll try to talk to rookies about that or something like that. But as far as like understanding the way the game is played and stuff like that, that's better like if you experience it, and I feel like it'll last longer rather than just hearing it from somebody. Because I mean, you hear it like, man, these guys are just guys, but like if you go through it and you realize you gain that confidence personally, it's better.
So you don't think there's anything that you could say to give a guy confidence? Like, what if they just need a friend?
Well, I mean, you never know, man. To each his own. Like, so yeah. maybe at some point, I remember there was a rookie that we were practicing in Denver, and I won't call him out, but he was saying, he's like, man, one day I'm gonna be better than that guy. And I told him, man, I feel like you already are.
Really?
Yeah, you just gotta be consistent. Like you can't be great one day and then average the next day. This league is about consistency. So, you know, maybe that gave him a little, you know, bolt of confidence. I'm not sure, but like, you know, I just try to tell it like it is. I try to tell the truth. I don't like to sugarcoat anything because this is a harsh.
It's really hard to believe.
It's a harsh league, though. It's a hard like You get used to it, but it's kind of weird. Like, you'll see somebody's locker, and then the next day they're cut, and you'll probably never see them again unless you happen to run into them. But, like, you know, guys come and go all the time, so it's a harsh league, so you can't really sugarcoat anything.
Absolutely. Arian Foster on Texans Radio. One more question before I let you go. What you've had, the season that you've had so far, obviously you talk about consistency. Do you have any expectations or goals for yourself for the rest of the year?
Honestly, you know, as a younger player, you kind of really get into individual statistics. Like, it's part of, especially when you have success early in the NFL, which I did. You know, I was cut, you know, in my rookie year. I had a rough rookie year. And then the next year, me and my offensive lineman, we led the league in rushing. So after that success, you kind of like, that's kind of your thing. You kind of stat watch and you start doing that. But as the years go on, you kind of realize how unimportant that really is. I mean, it is because you can, you know, certain individual accolades can have a lot of success for yourself, your family, and can set up things. But as far as like when you already have that stuff on your chimney shelf, you know, like it just doesn't matter anymore. So like any goal I have right now is team oriented. Like we're just trying to win out there. So anything I could do to help my teammates, you know, I'd be the best teammate I could be.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Arian, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you very much.